Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daniel Channel. This is Daniel CC, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are back. We are back this week. I'm very excited to be in the studio. We've got Jack and Ava. Wait, go down. If you want to
say
it. Hello.
Yeah, they're in the stew.
Welcome to the Daniel Channel.
Yes, welcome. Or welcome back if you came last week. But yeah, so last week on the Daniel Channel, my show was very scattered. There was a lot of stuff going on. I played like Sonic Youth, and then I played like Aloran Dance, and it was like a very crazy mix of songs, and I was playing the Bottoms original soundtrack, and it was just kind of wild. But this week, the set is a little bit more focused. I went to see a concert on Monday. I saw Slow Dive at the House of Blues, and yeah, it was really good, and it inspired me to make this set. It's kind of songs related to them. It's kind of like dreamy fall like and yeah, so the first song I have is gonna be by Slow Dive themselves. They performed this live, and I saw it with Max. Shout out Max. It is called Catch the Breeze. So, yeah, first track, let's go.
Yeah.
all looking at a different picture through this new frame of mind. A thousand flowers could bloom. Move over and give us some room, yeah. Give me a reason to love you.
Give Me a Reason to Love You. That was Glory Box by Portishead. Yeah, quite the banger. Ava likes that song. Jack might like, I don't know. He might. I think he liked it. Yeah, so we got some more songs coming up. It's September 28th. We know what time of the year it is. It's fall. Very exciting. So I have that's not really like fall themed, but the next song coming up is called Apple Orchard by Beach House off of their first album called Beach House as well. This is one of my favorite fall albums to listen to. It's pretty short and it's got some great tracks on it. It was released in October, you know, so it's got the fall vibes. The anniversary is coming up soon. It dropped on October 3rd, so that's exciting. But yeah, the next song is called Apple Orchard. We were just talking about potential apple picking trip soon, so hopefully that is in the works. But yeah, we're gonna be playing some Beach House next, so let's get it started. Thank you.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here.
All right. That was In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Classic track. So now Ava has reminded me that we have a funny story to share.
Story time.
We have a little story from yesterday. We went to the Boston Red Sox game, and it was the last home game until April next year. So
mark your calendars.
Yeah, so coming up. But we wanted to go to see a game because we hadn't seen one yet, and we were sitting in the stands, and I like looked to my left, and this girl is like staring right at me. She's just like with like eyes wide open, and then she just like, and then I look away. And I look back again, and she's, like, waving at me. And I'm like, what is going on? Do you want
to... Yeah, he points her out to me. And I'm very confused, but I'm certain of it. She's looking directly at us. Like, I feel like she's staring right into my eyes, straight into my soul. She's waving at us.
She's waving it up.
Gesturing us to come over there.
Gesturing, yeah, confusing. Yeah. She made, like, a hand motion to come over to where she was sitting. And I was like, I did not know this person. And then I look behind me, and then there's like these two other guys sitting there, and they are making like equal hand motions and gestures.
Awkward.
And I realized that that she was not waving at us all along.
We thought for sure, though.
And I felt like a fool. But that's okay, because it was funny. And now we're telling it on the radio show. So little does she know. Yeah. I hope you like that story time. I don't think I've ever done a... Or maybe I have.
You need to do more story times.
Yeah, I'll think of more. Yeah, I'll try to incorporate some more. But,
Special edition.
Special edition.
Special edition.
So now, I'm going to keep going with the music. We're going to do a few more songs and then the PSA. But next up, we have a track that I listened to this summer a bit. I listened to it, on and off, but it fits with the vibe of the playlist. It is See Swallow Me by Cocteau Twins, and it's a banger, so enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. That was Gretel by Alex G. And the song before that was Soft Sounds from Another Planet by Japanese Breakfast. Both very good songs, came out in the last decade. Yeah, I listened to those a lot over the summer. I saw both of them live in Utah. So that was a lot of fun. And now we've gotten to the point of the show where we are gonna do the PSA. So I have Jack and Ava with me. They're gonna talk about walking, I think, and
public transit versus walking PSA. Yeah.
So listen up.
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too.
But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be a lot faster.
And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I like that one.
Walking is faster than the green line, guys.
Especially. Yay. What a great PSA. Something to remember, you know. We do a lot of sitting around in our lives. Sometimes you gotta go for a walk. Going for a walk in the sun is momentous.
And you can always outwalk the green line.
That's true. The green line is very slow. as we all know. And yeah, thank you guys for the PSA. And now we are gonna
You're
go
welcome.
Now we're gonna go back into some more music, and then we might play some Jeopardy later.
Jeopardy.
But yeah, I am about to play probably one of my this is in my top 100 songs of all time, I'd say. This is Neighborhood Number 1, Tunnels by Arcade Fire. I love this song because it sounds like you're about to go on the adventure of a lifetime. And yeah, I'm just gonna let it play, and then we'll be back soon.
My parents are crying. go for a ride. And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.
All right. That was Zero by the Smashing Pumpkins. I really like that song. My mom liked that song a lot. Shout out to my mom. She saw the Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza. Jealous. A-S-H. So, yeah, now we are going to try something new. Jack has a Jeopardy question for us, so let's do it. Yeah, go. Go for it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You know the rules.
What? Okay.
Whoever hits the table first. Okay.
Oh, the table?
Okay. Wait. This is a... Oh.
Hold on. I'm pulling up Jeopardy Think music. All right, yeah, go.
All right. Out of the 9 wars the U.S. has participated in, these 2 lasted the longest. Do you need me to repeat? Out of the 9 wars the U.S. participated in...
Why don't you do like a music question or something? Do something
why
like
a historical
fun.
One?
Like, I'm thinking of one. What are the other...
I can't...
Wars?
Can we collaborate a little?
Yeah.
It had one of the world wars, right?
Yeah. What? I don't know, like... Why did you ask this question?
Okay. Music question.
Okay.
Wait, what was the answer for
listeners?
Vietnam and Revolutionary.
Alright. I was gonna say Revolutionary.
Okay. Another question. Okay. This popular artist... released live album Homecoming in 2019.
Beyonce.
You're supposed to. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Who is Beyonce?
Who is Beyonce?
There we go. Alright,
fine.
Ava won that
fine.
One actually because okay. of the rules.
Alright, okay. Ava won.
I didn't touch the table.
Ava won the Jeopardy.
I love Beyonce. I did it for her.
Yes. Okay. Alright. I'm gonna. That was we'll get better at the Jeopardy segment.
It's a new segment.
We're working.
It's experimental.
We'll
get the questions next.
Thank you for dealing with our experimental.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Things.
So
hopefully you played along.
Now we're gonna keep moving. I've got a song from the Little Miss Sunshine original motion picture soundtrack. If you haven't noticed already, I've been playing all. Like, while I'm talking, I've been playing songs from that movie in the background. It's one of my favorite movies. And I've been thinking about it this week because, you know, sophomore year, it's been a little stressful. So far, this week especially, I've been doing a lot of housing stuff, and it's stressing me out a lot. I've been feeling anxious, and when I feel that way, sometimes I think of Little Miss Sunshine, because the message of that movie is just to, you know, keep going, even though, like, sometimes things are very hard. Like, the main characters keep on pushing their van, and so I have a song from the Little Miss Sunshine soundtrack. It is called The Winner Is. It's my favorite one. It plays right at the beginning, and I hope you guys like it. Enjoy. Can't say bad words. We cannot say bad words.
Changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after.
La 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 la.
I could be another.
exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Cricket spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yes. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning.
All right. Okay, that was Say Yes by Elliot Smith. I forgot that it had some bad words in it, so I cannot put those in there because we do not have a slot past 10 p.m. Can't be doing that. But yeah, this has been a really fun show. Thank you to Jack and Ava for coming out.
It's been a pleasure.
Do you have any words to say? Do you have any words? Any words?
Enjoy the weekend.
Yes.
We've got some sunny skies coming
Yes.
in.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Wherever
Have fun.
You are.
Go play.
Go play. You know what? That, I'm going to...
We've been working too hard.
That is so true. Time to play.
Where do you think our furthest listener is from?
I don't know. Guys, we've got 21 listeners right now.
Wow.
Wait, let's refresh.
Of you.
Oh, no. We only have 17. Some people dropped out. They probably, like... When we started playing Jeopardy, they probably dipped. They were like, what? They're talking about the revolutionary.
17 ones, they're real ones.
You guys are real ones. Thank you to everybody listening right now. Okay, we've got one more song to play. I think I'm going to have to play a slow dive song to close it out. And I am going to play Allison. So, everyone, enjoy your weekend. Have a great rest of your night. I don't know if this full song will play. It's a little too long to 9 p.m. We'll see if it goes into the next show. But yeah, this is Daniel CC. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Metaphor Touch Radio. Bye.